The following podcast is by Mr. Jim Taylor, elder law and special needs attorney, helping and protecting those who need long-term care.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here again talking about a very important topic for everyone. For those that have served in the military service, we've talked somewhat about veterans aid and attendance benefits. But here's the thing. If someone is disabled due to their service in the military, their injury, or something like that, there's what we call compensation for veterans that is available. And it's available over and above aid and attendance benefits. And no, we are here.
Nope, you can't get both.
Okay, you can't get both. Well, there we go.
And let's clarify, if you can get pension or compensation, you can't get both. Aid and attendance is an add-on to both pension and a compensation.
Got it. Okay. Well, Jim Taylor, our special guest, attorney at law, elder law attorney, works with veterans all across the state of Ohio, but also because we're talking about veterans compensation, anything that has to do with the Veterans Administration. This is a federal program. So right. It is absolutely applicable throughout the United States. And Jim Taylor, welcome back to the program. We're always glad to have you clarify some of these things.
Thanks, Suzanne. Good to be here.
Yes. So tell us a little bit. Okay. I am so glad that you talked a little bit about, clarified me up front. So you can tell right now that I am like totally blind because I've never been through this piece before. So could you give us kind of an overview of what our topic's going to be this hour?
Okay. We're going to be talking about the Veterans Administration, or actually now it's Department of Veterans Affairs, but most people still call it the VA, or Veterans Administration or Veterans Affairs. It fits either. Compensation program. A compensation is something that is available to a veteran and under certain circumstances to veterans surviving family members, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
But it starts with the veteran being injured or becoming ill or having some prior injury or illness exacerbated during their time in the service. So something happened to the veteran during his or her time in the service, and later in life, it results in a disability. Now, for family members, if someone dies in the military, then this is available to them, but there's also some other circumstances. So death is an exaggerated version of a disability. I hate to say that because death is so horrible, but it does trigger the same benefit. Now, here's why I clarified earlier that we didn't previously talk about aid and attendance by itself. Okay.
Right.
VA has a program that Congress called pension. And with pension, if a veteran or surviving spouse qualifies for pension, and you don't have to do 20 years,
right. Okay,
2 years post-Vietnam, only 90 days up through Vietnam of active service. Okay. So this is different than being a lifer and getting a pension from the federal government, like the EPA and the IRS retirees do. Okay. That's a different animal. I wish Congress hadn't done that, but they did. Thank you, Congress. But with pension, remember, pension is for people who have served in the military during a time of war and who now need more health services than they can afford. But it's called pension. Again, thank you, Congress. But if someone qualifies for pension and also needs help with activities of daily living, they can get aid and attendance on top of pension. So that's why most people out in the long-term care world refer to it as aid and attendance, because that's the level that they want. It's the most money.
Right.
Okay. But you don't get aid and attendance without first getting pension.
Right.
But I clarified that in particular because if someone gets compensation and needs help with activities of daily living, they can also get aid and attendance on top of compensation.
So I said it wrong.
Yeah. Aid in attendance is an add-on to these two very valuable benefits.
That makes total sense now.
Yeah. So that's why I get fussy about my about the terminology. Yeah. And if I talk to someone in the Veterans Service Commission here in Ohio, and I'm hoping most other states have a similar animal, they're very fussy about it too. They don't let people get away with calling pension aid in attendance. Pension is a special monthly compensation as long as you qualified for something else. Mm-hmm. Again, compensation used in two contexts, different animals. So right. Be very careful with those. We ran out of terms when we put too many programs here. So compensation is for someone who is disabled or family members of someone who has died because of something that happened in the military or because of something that was exacerbated while they were in the military. And maybe they had a bum, maybe they had a little bit of a knee problem, didn't keep them out of the military, but something happened during the time in the military that made the knee problem worse.
Right.
They're still eligible for compensation. Okay. So this is a disability program. It is not limited to people who served during a time of war in the way that pension was. It can be any time in the military. Okay. And it, so the medical records here for, and the personnel records beyond the DD-214, beyond the discharge papers. Okay. Medical records and personnel records are very important here to show that the disability occurring now is connected to something that goes back to the time in the military. So it is frequently called service-connected compensation. Okay. And that's why pension is often called non-service-connected pension. The health issues that create the need for pension, whatever caused your health costs, trigger your pension eligibility, does not have to be connected to your time in the military. You simply have to have served. Here,
got it.
The whatever is disabling condition now has to be connected to something that happened in the military. Therefore, it is a service-connected compensation program.
Sure, that makes sense.
Now, I know we're going to be going over more than one session here. So before we get too far into compensation itself, I want to revisit some things we talked about with pension because they will be very important in someone seeking a pension claim.
Thank you.
Okay.
For those of you that are listening on the radio, we will have this on our YouTube channel on Answers for Elders. So you certainly will be able to follow along with this amazing presentation that Jim has. And Jim, take it away.
So our first topic is accreditation. Accreditation is not for the applicant. Accreditation is if they are seeking help from someone like an elder law attorney or someone in a county office like Ohio's Veterans Service Commission, that person has to be accredited. Now, if they're getting help from their cousin, and this is the only time the cousin's going to be doing this, okay? Cousin, aunt, uncle, best friend, drinking buddy, whatever. If it's a one-off, that person does not need to be accredited. But if this is going to be more than one time, a la elder law attorneys or county veteran service officers, they need to be accredited. Accredited is them telling the VA, I want to help people with veterans benefits. I'm going to get your training that's required. I'm going to register. Right. So make sure you're talking to someone who is accredited. If they're helping you with benefits and this is not the first time they've done it or they're going to be doing it a second time, you make darn sure they're accredited because it won't come back on you as the applicant, but they'll get in trouble and it will also let them know you know what's going on. So they're not going to try to hoodwink you because you know something about the VA program.
Well, and I've heard nightmare stories of friends and family saying, oh, I'm going to help with this application. And then if there's one thing that's not checked off correctly, it can take months for it to, I mean, is that still the case, Jim?
Yes, it is. That is definitely still the case. And maybe in some future session, we can talk about actual processing of claims and therefore the preparation of claims. But yeah, one thing missing and you go from a quick turnaround to slow as molasses. But I've also...
Oh, I don't advise that.
Yeah, but I also know that a Veterans Service Commission can make the same screw up. Right. I had a potential client call me. They ended up not hiring me yet. They may change their minds. To appeal an application for mother for pension benefits, where she should have qualified, but the Veterans Service Commission said too much and opened a whole can of worms. I'm not saying they were going to withhold information. They were withholding information that was more than 5 years old.
Wow.
And but they included it. And then so the pension office said, oh, you've got way too much money. We're going to count this trust, even though the trust was way older than should have, and it should have been overlooked. OK, right. So we've got about a minute left before you cut me off. So let me talk about the second big issue here. Discharge papers. This right. is a preliminary issue again. OK, if someone's going to apply for VA compensation, they ought to make sure they get a copy of the discharge papers that VA is going to see. Mm-hmm. So you can send to the Department of Defense, not VA. OK, you're getting a DOD document. What is my discharge paper? You can send in form SF, like in San Francisco, SF-180, or Sierra Foxtrot if you're using the military alphabet. And I don't know all of it, but I remember those. Okay, SF-180, that's a form that goes, and there's a whole list of different addresses where you send it depending on what military branch you were in and when. Most of the most people who have to submit it, send it to the Central Personnel Records Depot in St. Louis, but that not all of them. And then finally, for people who may have something that is not an honorable discharge, they may be able to get it changed. That's again, DOD form 149. Don't ask, don't tell era is a lot of these. And that can now be changed, except I understand through sources that the Marine Corps is difficult for reasons that no one really seems to know, but they just are.
Well, we are going to talk more about this topic. And in the meantime, Jim, thank you so much. And Jim and I will be right back right after this.
State of Ohio residents, you have a friend to help you navigate long-term care while protecting your assets. You can reach Jim at www.protectingseniors.com or just email him at jkoewler-afe, that's jkaylerafe at protectingseniors.com.
Well, hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.